The reporter cleared his throat again. Well, moving on. Do you have any predictions about what changes we might see on the scoreboard in the weeks to come? I'm betting that those other 8 empty slots will fill up pretty quickly. What makes you think so? One person can keep a secret, but not two, he replied, staring directly into the camera again. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But I am sure of one thing. The Sixers are going to use every dirty trick at their disposal to learn the location of the Copper Key and the First Gate. You're referring to the employees of Innovative Online Industries? Yes, IOI, the Sixers. Their sole purpose is to exploit loopholes in the contest rules and subvert the intention of Jim's will. The very soul of the Oasis is at stake here. The last thing Jim would have wanted is for his creation to fall into the hands of a fascist multinational conglomerate like IOI. Mr. Morrow, IOI owns this network. Of course they do, Morrow shouted gleefully. They own practically everything, including you, pretty boy. I mean, did they tattoo a UPC code on your ass when they hired you to sit there and spout their corporate propaganda? The reporter began to stutter, glancing nervously at something off camera. Quick, Morrow said. You better cut me off before I say anything else. He broke up into gales of laughter just as the network cut his satellite feed. The reporter took a few seconds to regroup, then said, Thank you again for joining us today, Mr. Morrow. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have to speak with him. Now, let's go back to Judy, who is standing by with a panel of renowned Halliday scholars. I smiled and closed the vidfeed window, pondering the old man's advice. I'd always suspected that Morrow knew more about the contest than he was letting on. Morrow and Halliday had grown up together, founded a company together, and changed the world together. But Morrow had led a very different life from Halliday's, one involving a much greater connection to humanity and a great deal more tragedy. During the mid-90s, back when Gregarious Simulation Systems was still just Gregarious Games, Morrow had married his high school sweetheart, Kira Underwood. Kira was born and raised in London. Her birth name was Karen, but she'd insisted on being called Kira ever since her first viewing of The Dark Crystal. Morrow met her when she spent her junior year as an exchange student at his high school. In his autobiography, Morrow wrote that she was the quintessential geek girl, unabashedly obsessed with Monty Python, comic books, fantasy novels, and video games. She and Morrow shared a few classes at school, and he was smitten with her almost immediately. He invited her to attend his weekly Dungeons & Dragons gaming sessions, just as he'd done with Halliday a few years earlier. And to his surprise, she accepted. She became the lone female in our weekly gaming group, Morrow wrote, and every single one of the guys developed a massive crush on her, including Jim. She was actually the one who gave him the nickname Anorak, a British slang term for an obsessive geek. I think Jim adopted it as the name of his D&D character to impress her. Or maybe it was his way of trying to let her know he was in on the joke. The opposite sex made Jim extremely nervous, and Kira was the only girl I ever saw him speak to in a relaxed manner. But even then, it was only in character, as Anorak, during the course of our gaming sessions. And he would only address her as Lucosia, the name of her D&D character. Ogden and Kira began dating. By the end of the school year, when it was time for her to return home to London, the two of them had openly declared their love for each other. They kept in touch during their remaining year of school by emailing every day, using an early pre-internet computer bulletin board network called FidoNet. When they both graduated from high school, Kira returned to the States, moved in with Morrow, and became one of Gregarious Games' first employees. For the first 2 years, she was their entire art department. They got engaged a few years after the launch of the Oasis. They were married a year later, at which time Kira resigned from her position as an artistic director at GSS. She was a millionaire now, too, thanks to her company's stock options. Morrow stayed on at GSS for 5 more years. Then, in the summer of 2022, he announced he was leaving the company. At that time, he claimed it was for personal reasons. But years later, Morrow wrote in his autobiography that he'd left GSS because we were no longer in the video game business, and because he felt that the Oasis had evolved into something horrible. It had become a self-imposed prison for humanity, he wrote, a pleasant place for the world to hide from its problems while human civilization slowly collapses, primarily due to neglect.